KJAN Sports. And it's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, Major League Baseball got off and running yesterday as the regular season opened with three games in Major League Baseball regular season contests yesterday. The first game of the year saw Francisco Liriano tie a Pirates opening day record by striking out 10. He also singled home the first run of the 2016 Major League Baseball season for good measure, sending the Pittsburgh Pirates past the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 Sunday in a game heard here on KJAN. It was 39 degrees when Liriano threw the first pitch of the year. He allowed just three hits and walked five in six shutout innings. His RBI hit in the second came off Cardinals ace Adam Wainwright. David Freese, the 2011 World Series MVP for the Cardinals, had two hits against his former club in his debut with Pittsburgh. Francisco Cervelli and Gregory Polanco each had two hits for the Pirates. Wainwright gave up three runs over six innings and walked three, striking out three in his first regular season start since tearing his Achilles last April. The Cardinals tried to rally in the ninth against Mark Melancon, who led the majors in saves last year. Matt Carpenter hit an RBI single with two outs, but Matt Adams, representing the tying run, flied out to end the ball game. Well, the reigning champion Kansas City Royals picked up where they left off in November, beating Matt Harvey and the New York Mets 4-3 on Sunday night in the first opening day rematch of a World Series. With runners at the corners in the ninth inning, All-Star closer Wade Davis struck out David Wright and Yoenis Cespedes to preserve the victory. Edinson Volquez, who started the decisive Game 5 at Citi Field last fall, allowed two hits and three walks over six scoreless innings. His night curtailed by an inflated pitch count rather than anything the Mets did. It wasn't until Joakim Soria came on in the eighth that New York rallied, scoring three times on Lucas Duda's two-run single and Neil Walker's RBI ground out. Also yesterday, Toronto opened defense of its first AL East title in 22 years by beating Tampa Bay 5-3. Marcus Stroman outpitched Bucks starter Chris Archer in his first opening day start. Stroman allowed three runs and six hits over eight-plus innings for the Blue Jays, who won 93 games in 2015. A dozen more Major League openers are scheduled for today. The Tigers and the Marlins will be the last to open up the new season. That'll be on Tuesday at Marlins Park. St. Louis Cardinals reserve catcher Brian Peña has started the season on the disabled list. Peña is dealing with a left knee injury sustained when he slipped while entering the dugout during an exhibition game. The team placed Peña on the 15-day disabled list on Sunday before the opener against Pittsburgh. Eric Fryer will serve as the primary backup behind perennial All-Star Yadier Molina. Pitchers Jordan Walden and Mitch Harris, outfielder Johnny Peralta, and infielder Ruben Tejada joined Peña on the 15-day disabled list. Veteran starter Lance Lynn was put on the 60-day disabled list as he rehabs from right elbow surgery. The Cardinals also designated pitcher Jason Aquino for assignment, and they added outfielder Jeremy Hazelbacker to the 40-man roster to open the season. In college baseball, Minnesota slammed four home runs, including three in the first inning, as the Gophers beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 6-3 in the final game of their Big Ten series.
Kelvin Matthews wasn't sharp, messed some stuff up. The wind was blowing out pretty hard, and gave up some home runs. We fell behind early, 4-0, and then really happy with our guys. They jumped right back, and Austin Guzzo with a big home run, and we scored three to answer back in the third, and looked like it was going to be a 18-17 day on the final game, but then both pitchers settled in.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes dropped two of their three games in that series as they fall now to 3-3 in Big Ten conference play.
The guys never quit. They battled, and we'll just keep trying to improve and just keep getting better. That's about all we can do.
Iowa will host Wisconsin-Milwaukee on Tuesday before they return to Big Ten play this weekend, hosting Illinois. Well, the championship game of the men's college basketball tournament is set with Villanova facing North Carolina tonight in Houston. North Carolina has beaten Villanova five of six meetings in the NCAA tournament. Nova coach Jay Wright is winless in three games in his career against Roy Williams' team. In Saturday night's national semifinals, Villanova shocked the hoops world with a 95-51 dissecting of Oklahoma. The Wildcats set a record for margin of victory in a Final Four game. They held Oklahoma's Buddy Hield to his second lowest output of the season with just 9 points. Nova connected on 35 of 49 shots for a 71.4% shooting percentage. Villanova enters the title game with a record of 34-5. The Carolina-Syracuse semifinal game was never really in doubt as the Tar Heels won 83-66. The victory for the Tar Heels was their third this season over conference rival Orange. On Monday night, tonight, Carolina coach Roy Williams will be looking for his third national championship with the Tar Heels. The number one overall seed, Connecticut, remained on its mission to win an unprecedented fourth straight NCAA women's basketball title as they steamrolled an overmatched Oregon State team 80-51 in the first national semifinal on Sunday. Morgan Tuck led UConn with 21 points and Brianna Stewart added 16 points and 8 rebounds. The top-seeded Huskies are undefeated in 37 games this season. They've won their last 74 in a row, including 23 in a row in the NCAA tournament. They'll go for number 75 in a row tomorrow night when they play Syracuse in the women's NCAA championship. Fourth seed Syracuse made 12 of 33 three-point shots as they downed Washington 80-59 to reach the final. Alexis Pettersson had 18 points to lead the Orange. The women's victory took some of the sting out of the Syracuse men, losing to North Carolina in their Final Four semifinal on Saturday. Now, if UConn does win on Tuesday night, coach Gino Auriemma will have an 11th national championship, moving him past UCLA men's basketball coach John Wooden for the most all-time. In the NBA on Sunday, New Orleans beat Brooklyn 106-87, Cleveland over Charlotte 112-103, Dallas edging Minnesota 88-78, Houston outscored Oklahoma City 118-110, it was the LA Clippers getting by Washington 114-109, Orlando beat Memphis 119-107, Utah shut down Phoenix 101-86, Chicago beat Milwaukee 102-98, Indiana over New York, 92-87. Golden State steamrolled Portland 136-111. Boston over the LA Lakers 107-100. In the National Hockey League, it was Chicago over Boston 6-4. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 6-2. Winnipeg downing Minnesota 5-1. St. Louis topping Colorado 5-1. And Anaheim defeats Dallas by a final of 3-1. In racing yesterday, Kyle Busch finished first in the Sprint Cup race in Martinsville, Virginia, as he led 352 of the 500 laps in a commanding performance. He pulled away on a restart with 11 laps to go and then outran A.J. Allmendinger to the finish. The rest of the top five included Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, and Brad Keselowski. And in golf, after years of trying to win a PGA event, Jim Herman has done it. The former University of Cincinnati star finished in first at the Houston Open by completing play at 15 under par. The win also sends him to the Masters that starts on Thursday. Henrik Stenson wound up in second place with Dustin Johnson third. Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson each wound up at 8 under par for the tournament. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.